Erica, welcome once more to the Dr. Stella Emmanuel Show, where Bible science and current events meet, and with your host, Dr. Stella Emmanuel and Dr. Sarah Hernandez. We're glad to come into your home today. So let's pray before we start. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you that people will hear the truth and the truth will make them free. We thank you, Lord, for taking control over this show, our equipment and everything. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, that your truth will come forth, that you will speak through our voices and the eyes of people's understanding will open and they will know the truth. King of glory, take control. We take authority over the prince of the power of the air. We cancel any assignment to disrupt the show in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You see, we look so clear right now, right? But I just got off a show that everything was just woozy. I mean, for like the first 30 minutes, it was great. And they just went wanko woozy when we started talking about some really deep stuff. Anyway, so so that's why we need to pray before we start. So, Dr. Zara, what's going on? I have a few things that's going on, but I'm sure you have a few things too.
Yes, there's so many things, but, you know, you just got back from Reawaken America, and I'm sure everyone tuned in from there just to see all the things going on. And then you spoke about just where we are and what we need to be doing. So tell us a little bit about that. How was that?
I mean, the place, it was so, it was at Trump Doral, and it's a really, really beautiful golf course. So, and we spoke, and that people need to be prepared, the church need to be prepared. And the big burden there is that the church is not understanding what the true warfare is. And then the patriots that understand what the true warfare is, they don't have the spiritual power. So there's this divide, you know what I'm saying? So if the church knew what was going on, the church is in a better position to mount up spiritual warfare. Most of the patriots, half of them are just the ones that have gotten up to, oh my God, this is evil, we need God. The church is not there to disciple them. So they are going into all this woo-woo new age craziness. We were very, I was privileged to pray for people. We prayed for people, I think on the last day, from about 5:30 in the evening to about 11 p.m. at night. We prayed for
people.
And God, the power of God moved so much. People that had been depressed, we just had deliverance, and it was really amazing. But most importantly, we prayed for, and then people would come with all kinds of crazy doctrines, and we had to sit there to correct it, that this is not Christian. You don't need to be doing this. So we just did what. So that is why it's important that we continue traveling and doing these shows. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, the patriots know that something is wrong and some,
right.
You know, but I don't think many people know the depth of what is wrong. And then I don't think a lot of people know that they need to be prepared for what is coming. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's really crazy. And of course, last week we lost Dr. Bata.
Yes.
Very bad, you know, one of our patriots. You know,
that is,
I mean, we lost
our condolences to his family.
Yes, we lost Dr. Zelenko last year, and then we lost Bata this year. So sad. I knew Dr. Bata said he was poisoned, and I'm like, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
And many people are like, how did they poison you? Did they inject you? I'm like, these are demons. They don't need to inject you to poison you. All they need to do is, you know, deal with you spiritually, and it will manifest in the physical. Because the guy said he went for the CNN interview. The minute he finished the interview and went into the break room, something hit his chest. So he felt like they just know what happened, whether it was in the food or the snacks he ate. But he says something hit him, and he was so sick that he ended up in the ER, in the ICU, and he felt like they hit him over 200 or more times the dose of what they are giving people in the mRNA jab. I just think it was just a demonic spirit that just knocked him in the chest.
Wow.
But because a lot of people have spiritual stuff, they tend to think, well, if they don't see you, you bring something in the physical, you know. But he said he was poisoned, and I believe it, you know, because the audience going on CNN and saying that COVID vaccine is killing people, that is huge. That is, like, big. And people are going to pull that up, and people are going to look at it, and, you know, and so if they, that is why they take out people like that, you know, people that are, you know, speaking the truth and standing for righteousness.
Yeah, it says in the last day they would call, you know, things that are false true and things that are true false. And we know what time it is spiritually. So it's really sad. And our heart just goes out to his family. And it's just.
You know, I met him I spoke to him about, I think it was early November Reawaken America conference. And I've gone up to him. I said, Dr. Bhattar, you need to give your life to Christ. He looked at me. I said, you know, this battle that we're fighting is a spiritual battle. And you have to choose between, it is the end battle is between Jesus and the devil. There are no other choices. I said, I pray you choose Jesus, you know. And I just spoke to him. I said, if what I'm saying doesn't make sense, if you get things get tough, just call on the name of Jesus. So I ministered to him. Mm-hmm. And I just got off the show with Laura Lynn. And Laura took, he went on Laura's show and Laura to talk to him about Jesus. So I want to believe that, because I think he was Hindu or something. I want to believe that at the end of the day, he called on the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And God, you know, because it's not when our patriots die and they didn't know God, because we know that when you die without knowing Jesus, we know where you know, people are like, oh, we should trust God, but God is generic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, because there are many gods. So he's a god of gods. So people have little g gods all over the place. So that is absolutely true. And then, you know, so a lot of people don't realize that. So people call their gods God. But we know that there is only one true God.
Talking about God, everybody believes that he's the God of the Bible. But, you know, talking about maybe a Muslim god or a Hindu god or some other god. So we just pray. I believe that. I want to pray that, you know, God, that the seed that was so, he was surrounded by a lot of Christians. So I want to believe that.
Amen.
Like I said, that's all we can hope for. But yeah, so, and then something interesting happened last week. Tedros, the WHO guy, said something that there's going to be another pandemic. What did he say again? Let me pull it up. He said that we should look out for another pandemic.
Another pandemic.
Yes, another pandemic. Yeah, let me call it the right name.
Yeah.
Another pandemic, you're right. So he said that people should be looking out for that we're going to be having, that they're going to have another pandemic is going to be coming up. You know?
Yeah.
People. So you guys are talking about pandemic. Everybody's talking about another pandemic coming. So I want people to not get complacent. You know?
Right.
A lot of people get complacent, and they just think that, well, nothing is going to happen. Everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. But we need to realize that, you know, they are already planning for another pandemic. And then the Gateway Pundit published an article saying that their report confirms that dozens of senators are being issued taxpayer-funded satellite phones in preparation for a disruptive event. If they start giving satellite phones...
They always do this. They do a kind of a mock event, and that's like heralding something that they're planning, and they never talk about it in public, but it's like, you know, so these news outlets that are the true news outlets, they will get wind of it and start putting it, but those who have ears to hear, let them hear, you know, because those people who are in cahoots,
why would our government be issuing satellite phones to senators in preparation for a disruptive event? What kind of disruptive event? That's exactly why we can get, if you can get a satellite phone, get it. I have one. So if you can be prepared, be prepared, because when they start doing this, that means they know something is coming. So what kind of event would disrupt the phone services? Maybe a cyber war, because, you know, Klaus Schwab said it, that a cyber attack would be bigger than COVID. Even Yuval Noah said that too, and so did Bill Gates, that a cyber pandemic would be bigger. And you know how they call it virus, computer virus?
Yes, exactly. There you go.
Bigger. So I'm sure they are preparing for something. And I think they said on the trip recently, at 60 pounds or so of nitrite just disappeared from the train, which is supposed to be used for, you know, nuclear testing and, you know.
And we know that via satellite, they have found that Iran is, they are building their own nuclear facility, and it's well on their way. And then I heard something about Saudi Arabia has a bargaining chip with Biden regarding that, if he wants to, they're putting that forward as one of their main bargaining chips, that they get to develop a nuclear plan in order to, because you remember they laughed in Biden's face when he went over there and visited, right? And so now they're saying, we won't even talk to you unless we can talk about that. So
Saudi Arabia right now is shooting America like, go away.
Yeah, exactly. And in, I mean, it's unprecedented.
Yes. And I think Saudi Arabia is actually joining the BRICS nation. BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Many nations are joining the BRICS nations. But interestingly, China was able to broker peace between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Almost never ever happened. If China is beginning to emerge as the world leader, I mean, China is going to Africa right now, you know. Many African nations are giving the middle finger to America and going
exactly.
to China.
Exactly. Kenya, South Africa.
Yes. China is going to Africa right now, building factories, building companies, building roads, bridges, and everything. And they are not asking America to do gay rights or to, they're not asking the Africans to take some gay rights or change their democracy or whatever to ask for them to do business with them. And then so they are beginning to like, America is losing a lot of grounds in Africa. But, you know, Africans need to be careful because China is like a dragon.
It's going to be a bait and a switch. That's what it is. It's going to be a bait and switch.
So China is positioning itself. I know China's the dragon. That's their, actually their mascot.
Their natural, their national,
Yes.
Mascot.
So because China is right now trying to take over many nations and all these democratic, so-called democratic, that want to be dictators, like, you know, Canadian Justin Trudeau or Macron or like Biden, they're all like, oh my God, they just admire China. Bill Gates just admired China, that they wish they had locked down the whole world, like China locked down the whole world. You know, people in China go around and they are monitored all the time. They have the digital thing all the time. And they are monitored round the clock, facial recognition, everything. So, and they are looking, and these dictators are looking at China like a model that they should do for the whole world, you know, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's very, very crazy because even now I heard Trudeau was, we know that he's sanctioned pastors and all the whole thing through the pandemic, but even more so now, what he's doing is even certain Bible verses you can no longer discuss because it's seen as a terrorist threat. If you talk about these Bible verses, I believe you can be arrested. And I mean, that's just our neighbors to the north. And I mean, that is.
Yes, a child was actually arrested in school or kicked out of school and the police called. Why? Because the child believed that there are only two genders.
Yeah, absurd. I mean, who would have ever, I mean, we see this happening. It's just absurd, the indoctrination. And then now, I think her name, the swimmer, Gaines is her last name. I think it's Riley Gaines. And she's having to go and talk about, like, you know, what is happening with, you know, these transgender women taking over swimming and just how it's decimated the ability for women in sports. And she's just...
Where is the female liberation? Where's the women's? How could they let men spend years and years and years fighting to be liberated, to be able to be equal to men, and then men right now just come by, put on a skirt, and then take their position?
It's absurd. It is absurd. Look how far things have come. I mean, you know, we do not believe in feminism, but. You know, it's just such a twisted agenda of the left, just to hand over. I mean, these girls have practiced and dedicated their entire lives to pursuing a sport to this level, and then to be maligned by a man coming in, even to the point where I heard that there is a MMA fighter whose face was broken in 8 pieces because of a male that they allowed to transgender and fight her. So, I mean, it's just absurd, the things that are going on. I cannot imagine.
Where are the feminists to fight for women then? Where are they? Where did they go?
Yeah, it's a very sad state of affairs.
Yeah, when I tell people that we're dealing with demons, we are dealing with demons because do you know how long this transgender thing has become like mainstream? It's like, what, 3-4 years? Maybe two, three years. It's just gone from, initially gay people said we just want to be married and left alone.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, married and left alone. And no, we want to be married, we want everybody to know. And then, okay, great, fine, go and do your parades. And then we keep giving room. And then now it is, anybody need to, now you are cis, trans. I mean, it's like over the
past. So they renamed women, cis women. Like, we can't even, you know, take the proper name that God has given us, womb man. We have a womb and we're taking from the rib of a man. That is our proper name, not cis anything. We are...
A regular woman is cis or something. I mean, yes. It's, and then why is this whole issue about men wanting to be women and take over women's stuff? Because the trans movement is very heavily about very stanky men wanting to be women or act like women. And guess what? I read an article the other day and they said 65% of sexual deviant, this thing, and in the prisons are trans. No, that's not the way they put it. They say 65% of trans women molest and harass women. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they said among prisoners that are people that are in the prison for sexual crimes, they say it's about overwhelmingly about maybe 50-60% of them are trans. So the fact that a man says that I'm a woman doesn't make him any less likely to hurt, molest, and rape a woman. And then now they're allowed into women's space shelter. So that they can rape, molest.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
They're allowed into prisons. Shelter, yeah. Into the bathrooms.
Yes.
Your daughter's going in there unassisted. It's ridiculous.
Wait, they allowed a trans woman in a women's prison. And you said they rape women.
I mean, if you look at these, I mean, they still have their genitalia. I mean, and it's fully functional. So it is just, and I mean, if you look at the spiritual aspect of it, it's, I mean, it's completely demonic, perversion, lust. I mean, you can go down all the Queen of Heaven, Ashrath. I mean, all of those, Baal. I mean, you can see all of it coming through. You know, we just have to know our Bibles, read our Bible. This, nothing is new under the sun.
It's so crazy when Christians start giving themselves pronouns. My pronouns is he, she, her.
What they, them. Is going on? I mean,
it's crazy.
Wow.
So I do believe that we have to stand. I'm telling you, Zara, sometimes I think that we this system just needs to be destroyed. This system cannot survive. And people are like, well, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for, you know, I talked to pastors like, well, can we pray? If we pray, and can God turn this around? I said, you don't want this system to survive. Wow. The system has gotten to a state where it needs to be destroyed. Like the Bible says that the cry of Sodom came out to God. The cry of the world right now, the earth has come. This total perversion and evil has come up to God. And it's time for destruction. That is why we're going through the tribulation. I tell people, I said, you know, the bad things that are happening right now to us, it is the Lord Jesus that's opening the seals and allowing it to happen. People are like, well, the devil, I talked to one pastor and I said, well, the devil is trying to change the times and bring this thing earlier. I said, who said that? It's the Lord that opens the seal. It's not the devil. So you guys are just saying this. I said, you pastors like to say this thing. It makes you feel better about yourself, or it makes you think you have a say-so in what's happening. You need to know the times that we're in. The devil is not doing anything ahead of schedule. It is the Lord Jesus that opens the seals. Are you trying to tell me that the Lord Jesus is opening the seals ahead of schedule? You know what I'm saying? The first seal was... The Bible talks about the first seal in Revelation 6, that a white horse goes forth with a crown and a bow to conquer and to conquer the world, right?
Right.
Now, what is a crown? Corona.
Corona, yeah. Yeah.
And what is a bow? It actually, the translation was actually a poisonous dart.
Dart.
Mm-hmm. Which is the jab. So the white horse, the first seal, the first horse of the apocalypse, was given two things to conquer the world with. Mm-hmm. Corona, poisonous dart, which is the jab.
Yep. I mean,
Corona means crown. He said it was given a bow and a crown, and it's right there. People are like, well, nah, it's being released ahead of time. No, it is the Lord Jesus letting this go. The earth right now, the evil in our world right now, we are due for judgment. And it's time for the church to wake up and say, you know what? We need to pray for the mercy of God. We need to pray for the people to wake up so that they are prepared for what's coming. If we're not prepared, people are not prepared. In the second segment, I'm going to talk about some things that people need to do to prepare, or some things, especially medical preparedness.
Yeah.
A lot of preppers have food, they have all these things, but they don't have medical preparedness. And that is the niche that we're about to really get into, right? Help people to be medically prepared, to be physically prepared, to be spiritually prepared, to be financially prepared. What if FedNow starts right now and they lock all of us out? And if you don't take FedNow, you can't go out of your house. What if they throw another pandemic right now and then they impose 15-minute cities on all of us?
I mean, we see this rolling out in UK. I mean, they are pioneering this in UK. I believe the city is Harrogate, that they're doing the 15-minute walkable cities and all of this stuff. And we see our neighbors to the north, all of the things that are happening. It's in our backyard. It's not just, theory and rumor and conspiracy. It's actually unfolding before our eyes. We just see a lot of things, and it's like, you know, like you always say, the veil of darkness that is over the nation. It's just very sad. I mean, there's just so much to cover, so many things to talk about. The Durham Files, the election, Trump, DeSantis. I mean, we can go on and on and on.
Let's talk about that in the next segment. Let's talk about Trump and DeSantis.
Yeah.
I don't know about DeSantis. I mean, DeSantis is good as a Florida governor, but I think he needs to study. But well, he and the guy, I don't know. It's weird. There's so much going on. So when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about a little news, and then I'm going to really dig deep on some of the things that we have been privileged to put together to help people be medically prepared for what is coming. Anyway, so we're going to be back in a minute or so. God bless you.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Yeah, so let's talk about Trump and DeSantis. I love Governor DeSantis as Governor DeSantis. I think he should wait and run in 2028. There's no point for him to come and split the thing. But he has announced. So, hey, let's see how it's going to go. Trump is going to slugfest him.
It's going to be an interesting one. I mean,
right. You know, right now, Trump is going to make DeSantis. And think about this, right? DeSantis could is actually pretty MAGA, right?
Yeah.
But Trump is going to make DeSantis look like a swamp creature. Like, pow! I don't know why I'm laughing, but you know what? I mean, if they put Trump and DeSantis, I'm voting Trump. Because for me, I do things according... The Lord hasn't changed his...
Mind about Trump, yeah.
Yes, yes. I remember in 2021, I think the day after the inauguration, I had a vision. It wasn't even a dream. And the Lord spoke to me and he said... That I was asking him, I said, Lord, you haven't given me updates from what happened. He said, the archangel of the Lord that's not bound by time and space has gone into the future, and Donald J. Trump is the president. Yeah. That's the last I heard. I heard that, and then I had a second vision about Trump where the military was part of what caused all the problem we had at that time. So basically, and then they were trying to trap everybody. And I think that was like January 6th. And some of us had to practically jump over the fence. So I don't have any other updates from the Lord. And right. I'm going to take it to the Lord. If the Lord says, okay, Trump is over and it's DeSantis or Tim Scott or whoever, I support them. I don't care about any of these people, right? I don't know them like that. They don't give me any money. They don't pay my bills, but I follow what God wants. So
exactly. Whatever
God gives me, boom, that's who we're going to... So I am still... God hasn't given me any more updates. So as far as I'm concerned, it's still Trump. If God gives me updates, and they will switch, you know, but for now, that's what Trump. And I do believe God said, many of the prophets, like Kim Clements, that really prophesied, like really, really sound stuff. Kim Clement said he was going to have two terms. When the Lord talked to me about Trump, he said he was going to have two terms. So it's kind of weird that the first term went, and I think these 4 years of Biden has showed us a lot of stuff. Guy.
Yeah, it really has taken the lid off.
It has brought us as close to hell as possible.
And it reminds me of when in the Bible that they wanted a king. They wanted a king. And, you know, and they were like, okay, fine. God gave them the king. Well, God wanted to be their king and commander in chief. And the Israelites wanted a king. So they got an iniquitous, debaucherous king. And they suffered the consequences for that.
He's going to take your children to war. He's going to take your money. He's going to...
Jesus.
Expect to work for him. He's going to turn your children to slaves. Oh, we want a king. Anyway.
And so, I mean, look at it. Wow.
If you watch my speech on Real Week America this last time, I sent a message to Trump. I said, Trump, you need to call the church, the nation to prayer.
Yeah.
If not, to win, and they're going to give it to Sleepy Joe anyway.
Whew. Yeah, it's just, we need that.
Yeah, it's spiritual warfare to win. It took spiritual work for even take the Congress. Remember, we had a 40-day prayer and fasting for the nation for us to even.
Yeah.
And at that point, we were thinking that, well, it was a loss. No, it actually ended up being great because since we had such a narrow majority, the MAGA people in Congress took over.
There you go. Yeah, so
it ended up working just fine. Lauren Bobbitt from your state. Yeah. And Marjorie Taylor, MTJ, they're wild. And Matt Gaetz. So let them keep bucking the system, you know. They just, they're like, man, look how Republicans are acting crazy. That's called democracy. We have to be able to stand for what we believe in. So let's see what happens. And of course, they are planning a disruptive event. I'm sure they're going to be trying to disrupt the elections.
Yeah,
that is going to need prayer. So DeSantis, I like DeSantis what he's doing in Florida. If DeSantis had just chilled and waited in 2024, he would have been like the MAGA front runner. And
2028, Trump would, 28.
Trump would throw all his weight behind him. If we're still here, this stuff, well, if Trump doesn't win, if Republican doesn't take over, we're toast.
Oh my gosh. And then, you know, I'm happy to know that the Durham files that came out and all the things that were exonerated, yeah, and just proved that there was no Russia collusion. And, you know, it's just,
somebody need to be charged for that conspiracy, but they're just going to stick it under the table and make it like it didn't happen. Well, we just know now. That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, no pursuit of anything. I mean, that's what we see going on across the board with the Hunter Biden tapes, all of the things. I mean, it's just like they get to just act like nothing has happened. And we know that all of these social media outlets have, stuck behind them and buried the stories. So that's,
We have Rumble, thank God, but we still have Twitter. But I don't trust Elon Musk, right? I mean, I use Twitter for now, but Elon Musk is trying to inject stuff into our brain and download our mind into a computer and create new bodies and stick us into it. I don't know. Elon Musk stuff is really crazy. Although he says that, well, it's going to be, you know, but Elon Musk is like whacked out there crazy, some of the things that he's planning to do to humanity. So what I don't understand is how Klaus Schwab is like, I'm going to inject something in your brain. And we're like, Klaus Schwab, evil. Elon Musk says, I'm going to inject something in your brain. We're like, yeah, Elon, inject. It's crazy.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
So happy to. But for now, while we have free speech on Twitter, we use it. We have all this language things that they are using, right? Chat GPT and
the chat bot. You spoke about that the other day.
Yeah.
On Thrive Time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about that?
They are getting sentient. And most of them are just beginning to say that these chatbots, you know, they are going to harass humanity. People think that, you know, there's something that Yuval Harari Noah said, that we don't need a computer or an AI to walk around for it to confuse humanity. That just, I mean, very rudimentary AI bots will actually change people's minds and make people think like some social constructs are causing chaos in the world. And a lot of people have bought into it. So their main problem is going to be hacking human mind and changing the way we think. That is why it's important that we know God and renew our mind in Christ, you know?
Yeah.
But FedNow is coming. July 1 is going to be the launching out of FedNow.
Yeah.
FedNow is the American CBDC, Central Bank Currency. And that's coming. And, you know, recently some bank imploded again and they just gave it over to Chase. So it looks like they're consolidating banks to like Chase. They're going to consolidate banks to these big banks that are all for the globalists and then see whether they can. They'll probably crash the economy through another pandemic and then they'll make everybody take CBDCs. And then the next thing, they want it to go under our skin. So we want people to be prepared. There are a few things that we're doing. Let me get into that. There are a few things that we'll put that are new. Number one, we have refill meds. If you're on high blood pressure medicine, diabetic medicine, something, and you're worried that what if supply chains or pandemic or something happens, if you go on our website and you pray on med refill, we can give you up to 1 year prescriptions of your prescription. There are some that we can only give 3 months and some we can give up to 1 year. So we can give you up to 1 year of your current medications. So go on our website to do that. Put in your medicine cabinet. It's not for you to use on a daily basis. It's for your medicine cabinet. The second thing that we have right now is 7 medications you're going to need in an emergency. We have Augmentin for upper respiratory tract infections. We have Fluzipac for chest infections, doxycycline for skin infections, Bactrim for urine and skin infections. Then we have, Fluconazole. If you have a yeast infection, we have Zofran if you get nauseated from taking the antibiotics. We have Flagyl for gastrointestinal infections. And of course, there are also some other things that can be with like babesiosis, anthrax, that these medications can work for. So under the Emergency Prep Act, we're going to use that to give people the 7 medications you're going to need in an emergency. Keep it in your medicine cabinet. If something happens tomorrow, there's supply chain issues, you cannot go out of your house. If you cut yourself, you can talk to a doctor over the phone and get the medications on. So we have that. And then the third thing we have is acute care, where we take care of people apart from COVID. And then we also have the COVID care plan. COVID complete has budesonide, which is for breathing treatment. Mm-hmm. That's a small handheld nebulizer which you can charge on your, you actually charge it on your power bank. It has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak. So if you have COVID, you have the COVID complete pack in your medicine cabinet. And then we have the pandemic preparedness kit. It's on our website. That has, it has basically five things. It has something for, it has pox defense or monkeypox to be your immunity against that. It has viral immune plus to be your immunity against hemorrhagic fevers, like Ebola or Marburg or something. It has COVIDites that can help against the flu, RSV, bird flu, and all that, all the RNA viruses. It has potassium iodide, in case you get no, you have to use it to protect your thyroid. And of course, the last thing that it has is COVID-Lite. COVID-Lite, especially, they actually have a simulation right now that they say is going to cause like GI problems. So you're going to need that to hydrate, you know, and then it also has DNA repair, resveratrol, it has ginseng, CoQ10, many things. Guarana is an amazing product. Everybody swears on COVID-Lite. So I take COVID-Lite every day. That's how I take my vitamins. It gives me energy, takes off brain fog, and then, of course, it hydrates. So we have the, we call it the pandemic preparedness pack, prep pack. So you can get that on our marketplace. But the other things, whether it's the COVID complete, the antibiotic preparedness, antibiotic refills, those ones, it's prescriptions. So you have to see a doctor, do a telemedicine appointment, then we're going to send it to you. So these things we're putting in because you need to be prepared. You need to make sure your medicine cabinet is sound. And we're working on that right now to build what we call a first aid kit and tell you all the over-the-counter medicines that you're going to need. You can do it for yourself, but we're going to put it together for people too. So that is also be prepared spiritually, be prepared physically. If you go on our website, we partner with a company called Ready Fresh, where you can buy food that has 25 years shelf life. So get food prepared, and also get a satellite phone for yourself if you can afford one. And of course, charcoal grill, solar energy, and just be prepared. Just be prepared. Don't allow these demons to catch you on our way. Stock up rice. We've been saying this for many, many years now, but right now it is so close. It's so real. Just be prepared. Do not be afraid. There's no need for us to be afraid, because give your life to Christ. Be prepared spiritually. If you're a child of God and you've given your life to Christ and you're living a life of righteousness, to die in Christ again. It's so insane. I tell Christians, don't be so scared to die that you're willing into your body just so that you can live. So don't be so scared to die. So we have to get to that place where we are prepared to stand and fight against whatever needs to happen. So that's what I would tell our audience. Be prepared spiritually, be prepared physically, stock up food, water, and everything that you need. Get a charcoal grill. I talk about charcoal grill all the time because you can put
heat, cook, all the things.
You can use it to burn some stuff that can drive mosquitoes away. Charcoal grills are amazing. It's like right now it costs like, what, $30? You know what I'm saying? A charcoal grill can save your life. You can practically, So get a charcoal grill. They have these kerosene heaters, right? That you can actually use inside the house. It's like a kerosene thing. You buy kerosene, you pour kerosene inside, and you can produce heat to heat up the house. And the kerosene fumes do not overtake the house. So we have a lot of things that you can buy right now in the store. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We bought these carpets that you can sleep, buy this, how do you call it? Sleeping bags that you can sleep in below 30 temperatures.
Yes. And a filter straw. A straw that filters is a good thing to have as well. Batteries.
Yeah, filter straw here, you can stick it inside a lake and drink from the lake. I will not do that, but yeah. So get water filtration. Yes. Get battery. You see, we have our nebulizer. This nebulizer, right, you can actually just plug it to a power bank.
Yes.
And charge the nebulizer.
Solar power bank,
Get power banks. Get the solar power banks, because you can keep them outside and charge them. Then you can bring them in there. They have solar power banks that can actually, you can connect your lights to it. You can connect your laptop to it. So get those thick power banks. They might, you know, they have small solar generators that are about $200-$300 that have maybe like 400-500 kilowatt hours of power on it. They can connect your laptop, your fan, you can connect very small appliances. So look at these things.
And then if you can't do it by yourself, get with someone.
Get a
In a group, yes. And pull your resources. If you need to buy land, if you need to move, if you need to, because there will be, you know, these states where are, you know, like Florida and all these things. And I know we don't want Texas to be even more overrun, but, you know.
You know, spiritual, I think Texas is going to be a sanctuary state.
It is.
And,
in the democratic sense in that way, but just like a sheep state. Goshen.
Spiritual sanctuary. So that way, I heard one prophet said that there's going to come a time when the borders of Texas will be locked up because there'll be too many people trying to get into Texas from everywhere.
This is true.
Is your pandemic plan still one tank of gas to the ranch?
Yes. Just run and come to the ranch. That has to be what it is. Because, I mean, it's when I'm looking around this state and they're doing Satan Con, you know, like for preschools. I mean, it's ridiculous. That might be an exaggeration, but basically just to see these children sitting around a pentagram and doing, you know, Hail Satan. I mean, it's just, my heart breaks. And then it tells you, it says, because oil flows from the head. If you have a debaucherous leader, then of course all the, what can the righteous do when the foundation is broken from these debaucherous governors and things like that? It's really just a sad state of affairs. So,
this system should not be, I mean, I don't have a say so, God has a say so, but this system is about to be destroyed. If you read in Revelation 14, I think the 13 the angels do, the second thing is they say that Babylon is fallen. If Revelation 16, Revelation 17, Revelation 18, Babylon is destroyed. This system is destroyed. So God will take the church out of here before he destroys the system. And then once the system is destroyed and remodeled, we're going to come back out to live here on earth forever. So I'm just trying to tell people, if you read Revelation all the way to the end, you will not be afraid. You just have to get your life right with God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you these things, the Bible says, when we see all these things happening, we should lift up our heads and rejoice. Our redemption draws nigh. Yes, and understand that, then we'll be scared and you know, discombobulated.
Can't partner with fear. And then in Matthew 10:28, it says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. So the awe of God, the reverential fear of the Lord, and giving yourself to Christ and understanding where we are is very important, because, I mean, that's how your redemption comes and your salvation comes, through the one true God. You know, through Jesus Christ. So, it's just that time to get prepped and prepared and
live your life with eternity in mind. Live your life knowing that, what if the Lord comes today? What if this blows up? You know what I'm saying? What if the Lord comes today? What are you going to do? You know, why we talk about preparedness is that God showed us in the book of Exodus, Genesis, that you can be prepared for 7 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I don't think the trouble will be up to 7 years. It might be three years or more. But just be prepared, you know. If you have 1 year worth of food, when things get crazy, you can be fasting every other day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but how you be prepared? And not just prepare for yourself. Prepare making sure that as a child of God, when things get crazy, unbelievers are going to run to you. You're going to feed them and you're going to give them Jesus.
Amen.
So that's why we need to be for us, but for family, for friends, for those that don't have the veil of their minds now. Because the veil will be coming off. Like I tell people, people will pray, people will run to God, humanity will wait. The Bible says that when the sixth seal is opened, there's such terror over the earth that the kings of the earth, they hide under rocks and say, the rock fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. You know what I'm saying? So people will cry, people will run to God. It's just that we just need to be prepared to help. Remember what happened during 9/11? The whole nation ran to church, but the church was not prepared to receive the word. You know, they were not prepared to. Nations ran to the church. So we don't know what's coming up, but I know that they are planning a lot of stuff. They are planning other pandemics. There was a pandemic that they did a simulation for that was going to happen in 2025. That's going to be diarrhea disease. It's going to affect children and Africans.
Jeez.
So Yeah, so that's why you should be prepared. You know, get your Covilite, get your Zofran. You know, Zofran is for nausea. Get some Imodium and everything and keep it in the house. And make sure you have Covilite, electrolytes. Just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Be prepared. Don't be your cut on our waist. Yeah. So if you go on our website, stellamd.com, you can get your emergency antibiotics. You can get refill on your medications to put in your medicine cabinet. You can get a COVID complete pack that can actually help you with, you know, be prepared for against all these viruses. And you can also get the COVID, the prep pandemic prep pack. Just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Be prepared. You know, be prepared. If you're prepared, you know, you're not going to suffer. And if you go on our website, if you use promo code ZARA, you're going to get a discount. So use promo code ZARA on our website, you're going to get a discount. So that's all we're going to say. I just pray that people's hearts will not be fearful. We would be prepared spiritually, give your life to Christ, know God, stock up food, water, and everything. If you're prepared, then you are not scared. You know, if you are prepared, you know, being prepared actually eliminates fear. And remember, do not be afraid to die. Give your life to Christ. To die in Christ is gain. Yes. So that's all we're going to leave you with today. Go to Dr. Stella MD, Dr. Stella MD. Yes. Use promo code ZARA and get prepared in every way that you can think of. God bless you, America. Stay strong. Stay fighting.
Stay strong.
Do not give up. Do not stop. God, Jesus is coming back soon for us. But between now and when he's coming, we have to stay on the battlefield. And he will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you.